The Wisconsin Medical Society is spearheading an advanced care planning project called Honoring Choices. Dr. Tim Bartholow says it's designed to give patients the care they want, no more, no less. And doctors and families will have a way of knowing what a patient wants when that person reaches the point they can no longer communicate.
Family members can be very much in disagreement. Families will be torn by these events where it's unclear.
Advanced planning has been shown in La Crosse to alleviate family grief, says John Maycroft. Maycroft is an analyst with the Medical Society. He's been coordinating the new pilot project.
They've measured depression rates 6 months after a loved one's death and seen much better results in that regard.
Once providers are trained how to initiate advanced planning, community outreach will start. That outreach will be based on what they've done in Minnesota using community, religious, and senior leaders. Sandra Schillinger is a nurse involved in Minnesota's program. She says advanced care planning can prevent unwanted, sometimes unhelpful, expensive procedures.
The cost part will be evident on the back end, that we're reducing duplicative care, care that patients didn't want in the first place.
The advanced care planning pilots begin next March at 9 health systems in Fort Atkinson, Madison, and Milwaukee. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.